This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
This is what America is, my friend.
If I ever said those words that Jay-Z said or that Beyonce said the other night, you know what happened to me?
Online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Yeah, we're just throwing steaks out to the minions. I said, let them have cake. They want cake. We'll give them cake. You know, throw it out there. And the minions all follow suit. Really, is this what America is all about? This is what we're in a war for? We are in a war, ladies and gentlemen, but not the war that Hillary Clinton thinks. We're in a war for the very essence and the civility of what America is all about at the very heart and soul. I mean, this is the great divide that this country is dealing with. And this is why I think it's going to be so difficult, no matter who gets elected, to bring everybody together, because there has been this insatiable feeding frenzy that has taken place from progressive and those on the left. To what purpose? You know, as Bill Federer said early, this is all a Saul Alinsky playbook. Now, some of you think, well, Saul Alinsky, you know, what is that? That's irrelevant, the whole deal. You need to understand that this is operating according to their perfect plan and playbook, causing all this disruption and divide so that, you know, as the old saying says, they can divide and conquer. You know, this isn't about what's in the best interest of this country. And for Hillary to say, you know, this is America, my friend, and I want to thank Jay-Z and Beyonce, for reducing the intellectual level to its lowest and base common denominator? I mean, like, what, we're not supposed to think about this stuff? We're just supposed to listen to this language and it's all okay? And I don't care who it comes from. If it comes from Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, it's unacceptable. That's not what is in the best interest. That is not the trajectory in terms of the future of this country and the future of our children and our grandchildren. That is not the course that we want to place them on. I mean, all this stuff comes out of really, it's all part of, the gang culture and the jail culture That's really, that's the future for your grandkids and your children? That's what you want for them to emulate Jay-Z and Beyonce? Let them get paid and get all the money that they get, and meanwhile, at whose expense? At the expense of the future of this country. That's what expense is hanging in the balance here.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, this is the day, America. We'll go a long way. If 7 out of 10 of us say that we're on the wrong track, I say, great, then we can do something about it. And today we can actually do something about it. Your voice needs to be counted. And if we're going to offset all the shenanigans that's going on, it's kind of like that story of Paul when he was having dinner and somebody had put some bad ingredients in some porridge there. And he told the people, he said, go out and get me some good stuff, get me some healthy stuff, and diluted the bad porridge, and then it was edible, and it wasn't poisonous any longer. This is what we need to do. In the same way as Paul did then, we need to offset this illegal and evil porridge that is going to be mixed into the voters, into the count of your vote. If you want your vote to really count, then it's important that, first of all, you take your individual responsibility, go and place a legitimate vote, and encourage your friends, your family, everybody else to make sure that their vote is righteously presented, and it offsets the evil that is being mixed in to this voter count and this election 2016. But you have to take the responsibility if you're going to, you know, step up and do something about it and make sure, number one, your vote counts, number two, that you're doing something to get this country back on track. This is a government of for and by we the people, which says that it's up to us. If it's going to happen, it's going to be because of the voter politic, not because of Hillary Clinton, not Donald Trump, not Barack Obama, not any of the elites. It is going to be up to us. It is a bottom-up movement, not top-down. Top-down is what got us into this mess. I believe we have David Shatakis with us. Is that correct? Oh, he cannot. Okay. All right. Sorry about that. I was told that our next guest was going to be on with us. But so, you know, let's continue the conversation here. All right, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, what we'll do, we do this rarely. If you have an opinion, your opinion counts. And if there's something that you want to say, we're going to open up the phone lines. We don't do this very often, but we're going to open up the phone lines and give you an opportunity to speak out. It is important that your voice be heard. And here's the phone number. John, you want to remind everybody of the phone number they can call? We'll open up the phone lines. John, are you with me?
Sure. The call-in number is 877-317-6432.
Okay, again,
877-317-6432. 732.
Okay, we'll open up the phone line. Let us know your thoughts. I know that, you know, what has happened, especially in my conversation with people across this country in my travels. I'm on the West Coast right now. I was fortunate enough to make sure that I, you know, voted early before I left Florida. But today, here across this country, I am hearing the lines are long and distinguished with citizens and patriots. And as I say, I don't question anybody's heart about their love for the country. What we've questioned here is, do we have the right information? Are we getting reliable information? Do you know exactly what you're voting for? I would think after a couple of years of hearing all the information and, things from the FBI, videos that were captured, people saying things that they shouldn't have said, and ask for forgiveness after the fact. We've been inundated with all this information, but it's up to us, it's up to we the people to respond and make a choice. They have been vying for this job, the two candidates particularly, and that's what we're talking about, is Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Yes, Jill Stein is on the ballot as well as Gary Johnson, but you know it's going to be one of the two. It's going to be between Hillary and Donald Trump. And they have a vision that they've cast out and set forth of two different Americas. One, with Hillary Clinton, believes that we should be a country with no borders, that we have so much to offer that we should lovingly share with people. Now, we have been doing that, and you know the results that you're living under right now. It is clear. It is empirical evidence what globalism gives you. And there are people that believe that we should have more of it, not less. And on the other side, we have people that say, look, it's America first. We have put America second, third, way at the bottom of the totem pole here, so to speak. And we don't like it. We don't like losing our jobs. We don't like being over-regulated. We don't like being vulnerable or national security. I mean, after all, the president of the United States, the number one job is for our national security, not protecting their emails or some other scheme, a foundation or something that is most important to them. But it's up to the voter politic to decide what's most important. I got to tell you, I am surprised that there are as many people supporting Hillary Clinton as the polls would indicate, just from the standpoint of ethics, in terms of somebody that we can trust, somebody who has served this country. I mean, you give her credit and say, okay, you served the country for 30 years, but was it benevolent? Did you serve the country from a good heart to really serve we the people, or was it more about lining your pockets? The sad commentary of all this is what it would appear is that it was more about lining their pockets, with what was brought out in Peter Schweitzer's book, about the Clinton Foundation called Clinton Cash, a subsequent movie, a documentary on this. And, much of America, it has fallen on deaf ears. We've just kind of shrugged through it. And somehow, maybe we've just gotten conditioned to expect this from our politicians. I have to tell you, I cannot accept it. I can't accept somebody going in as a citizen politician, which is what our founding fathers had hoped we would adhere to, is that we'd have politicians who would come in, they would vote on laws and go home and live under those laws. But no, we have allowed an elite class. There's just something about our humanity. I guess we want kings. We want princes and princesses. We want a royalty class. This is what our founding fathers resisted. And thank God we had a very wise first president that did everything he could to keep it out of that trajectory. Because they wanted him. They wanted George Washington to be king. The very thing that they were abandoning for all the right reasons. They were saying, look, we want you to be king. And George Washington wasn't about to go there. And the founding fathers, in their wisdom, though they were creating something from scratch, I mean, from from nothing, basically, you know, just from past history, taking bits and pieces of what other countries have done and other rules of law, and they were just bringing all the best of past experience into this great American experiment. And one of the things that they were careful not to do was to set up this elite governing class. And here we are. It's, I guess, in our own humanity, we just cannot help ourselves. And I'm having a hard time with it, as you can tell. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The phone lines are open. Let us know your thoughts on Election Day 2016.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Can't stand the heat? Get out of the kitchen. Bill Martinez, live.
I know you're happy, broken. I know you're ready, but it's a game. I know you're feeling like you've got nothing left. But it ain't over yet, so keep going. So back with you at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. It's where you want to go. Phone lines are open, 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432. Let us know your thoughts. It is Election Day, 2016, a divided country, no doubt. Whoever becomes president, they're going to have their hands full. It just doesn't matter. I mean, we're so polarized. It is going to take an incredible amount of leadership. I know the country is weary over the whole election process. It has been a mud-throwing experience, but this is where we are. I mean, you heard that the take, the soundbite of Jay-Z and Beyonce and the language they're using, and Hillary saying, hey, this is America. I mean, really? This is America? I mean, these are the kind of people that have been, the kind of, and I say people, it's people with a mindset that have had access for the last 8 years in the People's House, the White House. Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton rented out the Lincoln bedroom. They generated something like $5.3 million. You know, where did that money go? You know, she said they were dead broke. But what did they use that money for? Did they use it to pay some favors, to set themselves up for the Clinton Foundation? I mean, you know, it's always with the Clintons, there is a lot of strings that are hanging and dangling, and you pull one and you find yourself into another deep hole that, you know, kind of leads to nowhere because, you know, they know how to obfuscate. I mean, she is the one that gave us the term plausible deniability. And here we are. I mean, she has plausibly denied herself and denied us of the facts to such a degree that we are considering her as president of the United States under this shroud of doubt and lies and misrepresentation, obfuscation. You know, how bad is the Clinton Foundation? Was there actual quid pro quo that went on? Her personal email, which, you know, security analysts and the FBI agree has been hacked. There's no doubt. And forget about the Russians. There's other players. And, you know, once it's out there, you know, how many people had their hands on it? Is there a possibility? Some have suggested that there could be a possibility that that information was leaked, you know, to the bad players there in Benghazi. Were those emails responsible for the deaths of four people? We know how they handled it afterwards, knowing that it was a terrorist attack, but yet wanted to tell everybody it's about a video. Well, why is that? I mean, do we know why we were fed all that manure? And on top of again, what's absolutely disgusting to me is Barack Obama is complicit in this, as we were talking with Jennifer Burke. You know, that this goes to the White House. You know, the president has lied to us repeatedly. He has lied to us. And he has an approval rating of 58%. I mean, are we that messed up? Do we so much want, you know, this, you know, Black America issue to be so resolved that we're willing to accept lies and just turn our heads to it because we just really don't want to, confront somebody's character? You know, I believe that Martin Luther King, you know, laid out the standard for us. It's not about the color of somebody's skin. It's the content of their character, you know, and Black America will. They love that. They love that identification. But when it comes to practice, they're not practicing it. And of course, you know, white America and the rest of us, are, you know, go along because we don't want to upset anybody. You know, God forbid that, you know, we offend somebody because, you know, they're just so overly sensitive and they deserve, you know, reparations, you know, like how long are the reparations going to continue? And, oh, you know, let's forget the fact that, you know, there were a lot of white people that died in the Civil War that fought for civil rights and over the years have put their lives on the line, you know, not because it was a black thing or a white thing, it was just the right thing. And they've done that. But yet, you know, somehow they've been denied. I say they, people who have that mentality, feel that they've been denied. And maybe they're right. Maybe there is some justification But the thing is we can't even get down to that because we're mired in all this other emotion that's blocking out the truth. This is why, you know, the truth is so important for us. Because I know that if we were, you know, in a room with diverse thoughts and considerations, if we're dealing with the truth, we'd all end up at the same place. Maybe the process might be a little bit different. But we say, yeah, this is the kind of America we want. This is the 21st century America that we are. And maybe we need to get to this point. Maybe we just need to realize the pain of all this stinking thinking and all this deception and everything to finally say we've had enough. Maybe we're like that that person out there drowning that still has enough fight in them that if somebody did come in to save us, that we'd cause them to drown with us. And maybe that's what's happening. Maybe we just need to get to that point and suck up enough water and beat ourselves up and fighting to stay afloat that finally we're so weary about it that we can be led. Maybe this is what this is all going to take. I don't know. But right now, many of us see us at a crossroads right now, ladies and gentlemen. We're this country is at a significant crossroads. Will we continue on the trajectory that one Barack Obama has placed us in? And I know some of you will say, well, he was a constitutional attorney or teacher or professor. Maybe it was. I don't know. I mean, all his information has been hidden and locked away. Maybe he was a guest lecturer or something. I don't know. But does in his heart of hearts, does he believe in the Constitution? I don't know. There's some of that evidence, that comes out that seems to block the way. You know, the people he's chosen for the Supreme Court, are they true constitutionalists? Do they believe in doing what the Supreme Court is supposed to do? You know, they talked about maybe what we ought to do with the Supreme Court is just accept the fact that we have eight judges and leave it at that. I mean, there's nothing in the Constitution that says we need to have nine. Leave it at eight and, you know, two more go by the wayside. Then we get down to six. You know, we've been at six before. Not the end of the world. Maybe that's what should happen. Maybe the other thing that should happen is not be a lifetime appointment. You know, let's face it. You know, you sit there and, you know, we've had people already in Congress that could barely make it up the aisle that had to be helped up and, you know, and their vote, cast for them because they could barely function. Look at, you know, if you are, there should be term limits. I believe in term limits. And I believe there should be term limits for the, for the members of the Supreme Court. That they should not be allowed to go to life. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, what kind of quality of leadership do we have in the court when somebody is incapacitated? You know, give them a 12-year term. That's enough. Let's move it. Let's get some fresh blood in. Let's get, let's move this thing along. And then let's also have, you know, citizen legislators, people who make laws and live under the very laws that they have created and have approved. Not like they did with Obamacare with all these exemptions. And the thing is that, the Republicans there can say, hey, this is all on the Democrats and all, this is of their doing. Yeah, that's right. You know, the Democrats passed Obamacare, but the Republicans went along with it and funded it more than once. And they also took the exemption. Thank you very much. So what does that tell you? So, again, this is the elitism that is running rampant in our government, that we the people have a chance today to make a statement and do something about it. If you're really sincere about draining the swamp and taking back your country, ladies and gentlemen, it's 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you along with us, joining in the good fight to pursue the truth. Stephen Moore is with us. He is FreedomWorks Senior Economic Contributor and Trump Advisor. Steve, how are we doing, buddy?
Hi, Bill. Great to be with you.
Well, the big question is, as we get closer and closer to that day where we pull the lever, things are starting to settle in, which is what we thought they would. And people are coming to the reality that, look, we've got two flawed candidates. After all, they're human beings. Nobody's perfect here. But you've got to make a stark choice, and there is a clear choice decision, more so than I think any modern election that we've ever experienced. Steve, what do you say?
I think there's a lot of truth to that. I mean, I think this is a sharp contrast when it comes to the policy issues, especially the ones that I work on, which is the economy and jobs and our budget situation. And you couldn't have two candidates who have more diametrically opposite views of what to do about economy. I'll just give you one example, Bill, something I've worked on, as you know, which is the tax plan for Donald Trump. I'm one of the senior economic advisors. Well, you know, we're going to cut taxes. We're going to cut taxes for businesses and workers to grow the economy. Hillary wants to raise them, you know, and I don't know of any economic philosophy. I don't know if you know of any, Bill, that says that when the economy is struggling, you know, raising taxes by $1.5 trillion is going to help make the economy grow faster.
I think we already experienced in the last 8 years, the empirical evidence came back pretty resoundingly that doesn't work, right?
Well, and by the way, you know, if Hillary were on the show, he'd say, well, it's only going to be, you know, really rich people. It's going to be people like Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and, you know, LeBron James and Taylor Swift and like that who are going to pay all the taxes. But, you know, the truth is, if you look at the people who are, quote, rich under her plan, I looked at these numbers, about two-thirds of them are small business owners. You know,
exactly.
So how are you going to create more jobs if you're going to take money out of the businesses that are supposed to create the jobs.
Yeah, this has been the problem from day one. As I say, just even looking back at the last 8 years, there has been a disenfranchisement with a small business. There's been more hindrance. You know, Hillary often talks about her dad being a small businessman. I got to think that if he was living in Hillary's 2016 America, he'd be having some very short and poignant and direct conversations with his daughter, wouldn't he?
I think so. And, you know, by the way, it's not just the tax burden, which I think taxes are a big problem for our companies. You know, we have the highest tax rates in the world, and that is leading to companies leaving the U.S. It's one of the reasons jobs are going to Mexico and China and India and places like that. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to make another point, which is related, which is, you know, I'm part of something called the Trump Leadership Council with a lot of CEOs of major American companies, manufacturers and financial services companies and transportation companies and energy companies. And what they've been saying, you know, to Donald Trump in these meetings is, yeah, the taxes are bad, but the regulations are even worse.
Exactly.
So we've got to do something about the regulatory red tape. You know, we're strangling our businesses. I saw a statistic, Bill, the other day that it costs manufacturers in the United States almost just a little under $20,000 for every employee they have in terms of regulatory costs.
Wow.
So is it any wonder they go to Mexico or they go to other countries where the regulatory cost is maybe one-tenth that high?
Yeah, and you're not even bringing Obamacare into play here. You're just talking...
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. That's right. And Obamacare is the new one on the block that is, you know, people ask me a lot, you know, if Donald Trump is president, what kind of regulations are you talking about getting rid of? Well, I'll mention one right now that's related to Obamacare, which is the 50 worker rule. You know that one that says if you're a small business and you have more than 50 workers, you have to pay every worker Obamacare taxes, mandates, regulations. So a lot of the small business men and women I talk to say, you know, we're going to hire a 50th worker. I'm going to stay under, you know, 45, 46 workers, so I don't have to deal with that. You know, well, why do we want to have a law that encourages employers to hire fewer workers? It's just dumb.
Well, it's one of the greatest management principles that has been around forever. It simply says people will do that which they get rewarded for. So if the incentive is to have less employees, guess what you get?
Well, that's right. And, you know, we've got, you know, it's interesting because I've traveled quite a bit with Donald Trump, you know, all over the country in the last few months. And, you know, you go to these little small towns. It's so sad to see, you know, whether it's York, Pennsylvania or Grand Rapids, Michigan or Rockford, Illinois. And what you're seeing is people, middle-class Americans are just so worried about what's happening to their local communities where factories are leaving, jobs are leaving. You know, let's have an economy, you know, a set of policies that want to bring jobs back to the United States, not have them leave this great country of ours. I mean, look, if you live in Silicon Valley or you live in Hollywood, California, or if you live in Washington, D.C. or Wall Street, you know, you're doing really well. But
exactly.
These middle-class towns, those are the ones, Bill, that are really hurting. And those are the jobs that have left.
Well, what I appreciate about Trump here, Steve, is not only that it's the little town, but it's the people in the little town. People with dreams, people with a desire to be productive. I think that's when we're most fulfilled and happiest, is when we feel like, hey, we're earning a paycheck, we're doing something positively for our family. Good.
Bill, that is such an important point that you just made, because I want to, you know, it's such a prescient point. You know, I live in Virginia, and we're a coal mining town, and Obama and Hillary regulations, especially the environmental regulations, have just decimated these communities. You go to places that used to have, you know, 5,000 or 10,000 coal miners, you know, fourth generation coal mining towns, and they have been devastated. I mean, literally, where you once have people working, now people are on unemployment lines, they're on meth. It's just a terrible thing to behold. Now, Hillary's response to that, you may have recalled in the debate, I'm going to spend billions and billions of dollars of federal aid to these communities. And I'm like, Hillary, you don't get it.
Right.
People don't want a check from the government. They want their jobs back. You know, there's no dignity in taking a check from the government.
Exactly.
They want their jobs, Bill, and that's exactly the point you just made. That's how you feel self-worth and dignity. Is having a job and producing and being productive.
Well, Steve, you've been on a roller coaster ride with Trump, as we all have been.
Okay.
Anybody that's been, you know,
like it. I'm very euphoric because, you know, as we speak, you know, the latest polls have Trump just down 2 points. He was down, I think the last time we talked, he was down 10 points. So he's made up 8 points in 2 weeks, and the momentum is clearly on our side. And I don't think it's maybe so much because Donald Trump is any saint. He ain't a saint, but, you know, Hillary, you know, she just has so many problems with these corruption scandals. And I just don't think the American people, you know, it's a contest between a womanizer and a serial liar. And, you know, I wish we had better choices, but these are our choices. And I think it really does come down to them, you know, since they both have character defects, clearly, which one is going to actually be better for family finances and jobs and the economy. And if you look at the polls, Bill, over the last, you know, 2 years, what's the number one issue for people? It's jobs and the economy.
That's right, exactly.
You know?
Well, James Carville said it, right? It's still the economy, stupid. Hasn't changed. Still the same thing.
Yeah, changed at all.
Right, exactly.
And I would add one other thing, which is, you know, I know a lot of your listeners care about, because I care a lot about it, is the national debt.
Yeah.
And we're up to almost $20 trillion, and Hillary wants to borrow and borrow and spend and spend. And, you know, I just cringe at the thought that we're going to do it. We can't do this. We're a great nation. You know, I love America. You cut me, I bleed red, white, and blue. And I really believe in America. But if we're going to borrow this kind of money, I just don't think that story has a happy ending. Do you?
No, without a doubt. Well, we've got to do it. We've been kicking the can down the road long enough, not to mention what this next president is going to endure. Our national security is compromised, immigration problems. All this stuff is going to come upon this next president, and to think you're going to spend your way out of it, we've already proven time and again that that doesn't work. Steve, you know, I like your quote when people have asked you about Trump, and in your meeting with him, you said, "Donald, I don't know if I love you, but I sure love your voters." That really does say it all, doesn't it?
You know, I really feel that way. And, you know, I've met some of the greatest people, you know, being part of the Trump team. And, you know, I cringe sometimes when I hear the things that Trump has said. And, you know, I can't defend that. But, you know, when I'm with him in private, by the way, I really like the man. I mean, he's a very gracious man, and he's very kind, and he's very smart. And, you know, I would say this, the people, though, that I see at these rallies, Bill, are just the best people. And when Hillary calls these people deplorable and racist and sexist and xenophobes, it's just terrible thing. These are people who just care about our country. They see the decline in our nation, and they care about making us great again. And what's wrong with that?
Exactly. Well, Steve, we got to leave it right there.
Okay.
Steve Moore has been with us, FreedomWorks senior economic contributor and Trump advisor. Steve, as always, good to have.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that could make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We the people.
We want freedom now.
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
You have no idea who you're dealing with.
I'm telling you, that's the situation, and we need to be aware and have an idea, and this is why we're so thankful that we are an independent outlet, not beholden to anyone, just beholden to our listeners like yourself. That's what makes it work here, because if we're going to pursue the truth, we need to make sure that we do so, no matter where it leads. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour right now. I am Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us, and our next guest is Bishop Harry Jackson. He's a contributor to the stream, senior pastor of Hope Christian Church in Washington, D.C., and he's urging black Americans to vote for Trump in a new op-ed posted on the stream. He says, I believe there are many reasons why conservative political principles are better for all Americans. Bishop Jackson, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me, sir.
Well, good to have you on here on this an incredible day across this great country of ours. Will we reclaim a country of, for, and by we the people? This 2016 election is what it's all about, isn't it?
It really is. It's whether we are going to have big government control everything and a jaded news machine control how we think, or will we get a chance to reclaim a constitutionally based America that gives an opportunity for people to pursue their God-given destinies?
Oh, Bishop Jackson, let me be so bold, and if I can, with all due respect, ask you this question. I mean, we know that you know, black America has dealt so much with the issue of slavery, but what is happening right now is that all America is being enslaved by this takeover of our government, isn't it?
It really is. I think that the whole issue of God versus government, personal liberty, individual freedom, upon which our nation was founded, was in order to give individuals voice, destiny, choices in leadership. And now the nanny state threatens to bring us into a socialistically driven situation where we got the government sticking their hands in every area of our lives. That's the big picture battle. And unfortunately, many of our voters today are illiterate of what the Constitution stands for. They don't understand the biblical and moral foundations thereof, and therefore they're making poor choices and kind of dancing to the music that they hear.
Well, this is a modern-day golden calf that's being presented in front of the people, all in the name of big government, who is your daddy, who brought you out of slavery. And I'm saying this to all Americans. I'm not just saying to black America, is that the Democratic Party is presenting this new age golden calf to America, that they understand that at the very heart of our humanity is a desire to worship something. And we are either going to worship the real thing or the contrived thing. And the contrived thing is what's being put before the people. But as you say, to your point, if they're not wise enough, and I don't mean smart in terms of because they went to Yale or whatever, it's just there's, you know, at a point, you got to call it for what it is. I mean, you just cannot be stupid and to be led around and be buffooned into thinking that the government is the answer for us, because it's an exchange. There's going to be a God in your life. Is it going to be the real God, or is it going to be this manufactured God in the name of big government?
Well, if that's the case, I say in the article, I have 7 points that blacks, really, more than any other people group, have a reason to be skeptical of the excessive government power. If you look back at slavery, to Jim Crow, to the Tuskegee experiment,
right,
we had situations in which the government went kind of rogue on us, and instead of having moral principles, they inflicted pain and injury. The answer is not to have some leftist uprising, but rather to reengage with the protections and the measures that have already been put together for our nation. And then such practical areas like locally based school choice will make a difference. The education gap that exists right now between black, white, and Hispanic is horrific. 80% of the folk in prison today, and is over-criminalization of blacks and Hispanics, they're functionally illiterate. And so if you don't learn how to read, you can't feed your family. If you don't do arithmetic well, you certainly can't move into high-tech jobs. And these are simple things, but they're very important.
Mm-hmm.
Economic opportunity. Trump is talking about spending billions of dollars in our urban core, but also black unemployment is twice the national averages. And we have all kind of black folks who think that they have died and gone to heaven, if you will, if they get a government job. And government is not the answer in terms of being on paid assistance or just having a good government job as being your highest level of achievement. We've got to see reform, and we've got to endorse, in a sense, the capitalistic free enterprise system, yes, with moral boundaries, yes, with laws, that's what they're there for, but in a capitalistic situation, if we have capital going to urban core, people derive personal sense of well-being, they are empowered to make money from where they work, and what we need is entrepreneurs being raised up, small businesses giving opportunities. And these are just a few of the things that would make a massive difference. Under Hillary Clinton, under a progressive regime, if you will, we're only going to see more of the failed policies the last 40 or 50 years that have dominated our urban centers. And look, it's given us Ferguson. It's given us Chicago with
Baltimore.
All the murders and deaths.
Yeah.
It's given us Baltimore. I live not too far from Baltimore. And it's incredible what we have. So she's saying, oh, we're going to bring everybody together. But she's going to still keep using, and the progressive movement, the failed policies of the past. And the nanny state won't liberate us. Mm-hmm. They are the oppressor.
Well, it's the old saying my mentor used to tell me all the time. You want to know what somebody will, what they'll do, look at what they've done. The track record is real clear when it comes to progressives. They're more interested in getting reelected. Black America is starting to wake up to the fact, Bishop, that, you know, they come around every 4 years. They say their vote is important. And this is why some, are finally waking up and saying, look at, you know, we've been asking you to show me the money. You're not showing me the money. I mean, you're giving me money for all the wrong reasons. And, you know, it's quite the gig that progressives have been able to work out. They've been able to tap into the U.S. Treasury, the people's money, and they have, you know, manipulated the funds for their best interest, not even the interest that the constituents, you know, that the money was set aside for.
Well, you're absolutely right, and that becomes very, very problematic. We don't want to go into a whole dialogue about Hillary Clinton and the pay-to-play schemes, but this is what Washington is all about. And we've been hearing around the Beltway, you know, the party is stupid. Which at times we conservatives and Republicans, what we do is we don't play the game well the way the other side plays the game. And then it's the party of corruption.
Yes.
The Democratic Party has become the party of corruption. If you do enough favors, you can get whatever you want, even if it's illicit, immoral, indecent. It doesn't matter. If you pay to play and come up with the right kind of support, you're going to get whatever you want. And what we need is a return to ideals of justice and freedom and fairness upon which this great nation was built.
Exactly. Well, we definitely are off track. 7 out of 10 agree, Bishop, that we're on the wrong track. I say, okay, good observation. We need to come together and decide what the right track looks like and, you know, get back on track. You know, most businesses understand as they go down the road when they miss the mark, it comes up very clearly in terms of lost revenue. And a good leader will say, let's go back and find out where we made the wrong turn. And this is what this country needs to do, right? It needs to stop, go back, say, when did we start missing the mark? I mean, to the point that here we are, we have a president of the United States that goes out and tells the world that though this country was founded on Christian principles, he has decided that we are no longer a Christian nation. When did that happen?
Oh, my goodness. You're absolutely right. But, you know, this is an over-secularization, if you will, of our culture. And then what we also have is this idea that there's a new set of value systems that are coming to the forefront. So you can't justify some of the changes in marriage and family. You can't justify the way that we're dealing with transgendered rights, if you will, if you have a moral standard that's really based on Christianity or even any of the great world religions. So what we do is we have kind of moved into a new age kind of thinking, and it's really challenging.
And we're doing this at a grave expense, Bishop Jackson, and we're out of time. And I know, like you, we are encouraging people of faith to get into the action. You need to get on the playing field, and it starts today with your vote. Cast your vote. Bishop Harry Jackson, contributor to the stream, senior pastor of Hope Christian Church in Washington, D.C. Bishop, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then notice Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson.